what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
So, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I have a dream. The one step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Are a group of atheists who hope to build out an island of sanity in the sea of theocratic nut jobs. I'm sure they'll be receptive to you and the word of Bob. And,
isn't that what atheists always do, though?
They're such a bring down. I mean, you know, they can't believe in Bob, for one thing.
And they also falsely and indeterminately believe that
Atheists can believe in Bob because not God.
No. They don't think that Bob is a nut job. Like, the Christians and the...
Are you making fun of me again?
No.
Oh, no, they're gone.
I'm trying, but I can't.
That's an inside joke, an inside the scrotal area joke.
Would you want to expose the insides of scrotal areas?
For laughs. For cheap laughs. That's a simple answer.
Sophomore humor. Well, I was like a part-time liver.
Yeah.
Just like many of us have in the church, one that works once in a while. I would go there and spend the night many nights in a row. like four or five. And it's not important how many nights I would spend there in a row. But I often spend summer afternoons gazing out at the lake from a fifth floor window. And then below me, all around, there was just natural beauty, and there were squalor like gunshots. And
people calling themselves hoes
and mofos and different kinds of words like that.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty rough neighborhood over there.
A study in contrast.
Rich people, I hate them.
People without goatees are fined $25.
That's right. Yeah, Princess Wee, you better have that $25 ever since you shaved. I've got my goatee. I get made fun of for having a goatee by, I don't know, these subgenius haters who think that, you know, the goatee is supposed to be devilish or something.
Well,
I just thought it was supposed to be goatish.
Well, I just thought it was goulardish.
Maybe.
Well, actually, you know, probably if they looked at a bob, a perfectly squared off shape, that would freak them out.
They might worship it like Bob.
If you were from a Stone Age kind of a culture, a cardboard bob would be something of a marvel because of the straightness and evenness of it.
That
90-degree angle, squared off, blockhead, that's unique to squares and such like.
Domes.
We're the box dwellers, the cage people.
Sebaceous dwarves.
What? Sebaceous dwarves? Are you making fun of me again? You are, aren't you? You just keep picking on me. Bob knows. The picking is good. X Day for one day.
That was my briefest time ever in the history of humanity.
Well.
But it was brilliant.
There were more titters than there were laughers. Oh.
There was Dave and Dr. Hal and Susie the Floozy.
It is on, and so is
you can scoot it over closer to your face if you want.
Oh, how many times have I fallen for that one?
How many times have you fallen for that one?
Too many. I'm starting to wear a pillow on my ass.
Well, we have a great deal of material to go over today. Some of the old tried and truisms need to be tried out once more, hashed out and beaten against the rocks and left out to dry. Are you leaving too, Susie?
No, I'm not fleeing. Oh, okay, I'm redistributing my wealth.
All right. Well, let's have an even distribution.
Susie the Floozy got bored with the boy talk and took her shirt off. And smoked a fake. Smoked a cigarette, but it's a fake cigarette. I see her all the time with this. It actually smokes. Smoke comes out of the end of it, but it's not a real cigarette. She just uses it to look slutty. In keeping with the name Reverend Susie the Floozy.
Just a prop. Just another prop.
She did some wonderful preaching.
I brought enough for the whole class.
Begin our introductory religious lesson instruction.
Welcome, Slack. That will sound really different the next time you hear it.
Yeah, all the background is a little bit back. There it is. All right, now you see, it's a wonderful party.
It's wacky.
Yeah, we're all having a great time. It's the unending cocktail hour here at X Day 2010, the 13th X Day. Summer weather here at the Redwood Campground where things are getting out of control. Whoa, it's wacky, wild, goofy.
I've never been in control in Brushwood. That's what's so wonderful about it.
Let us not disabuse the unenlightened with their long-cherished, if pathetic, beliefs. Of course, control, an illusion, superimposed over the hideous, indifferent face of the universe. But we live by such illusions. At least I know I do.
That's how you pull the wool over your own eyes.
Yes, with the realization that although you can never truly know unless all the factors are considered, you also can never know all the factors. So you just have to guess at it. Make a good guess.
Something with a C. Anyway,
that, yes.
we had been, okay, at X Day, and then we were at Starwood.
We're still dizzy. We're trying to grasp our bearings, but...
Yeah, we've had to move. Actually, that was in the land of round places, and now we're back in the world of square. In fact, on the way back from Starwood, we and our passenger, Reverend Baz otherwise, stopped at a family restaurant, Laurie's Family Restaurant, just inside the Ohio border across from West Virginia.
What a memory.
Baz drew our attention to the fact that everything was white and clean and smooth and square.
Straight. Flat.
Flat. Mm-hmm. All of, and including the people. And just as, who obviously had just gotten out of church, most of them. And here's the funny thing, just as we were sitting there thinking about how pink all these people must be, suddenly this old feller who looked like Abe Lincoln crossed with Uncle Sam.
He's quite a courtly old gent.
A real old gent, like in his 80s.
Did he have the facial hair to create those illusions?
Yes, he did. Yes. He had a long white beard, and he looked like Uncle Sam out of his costume. And he was with his family, and he suddenly stopped by our table and looked at me, and he goes, "Excuse me, fella, God, I need to ask you a question. Now, you're sitting here, and you're not all that good-looking of a fella, but you've got these two beautiful women sitting here with you. I want to know your secret. I know you must have a trick."
He said that to me?
Yes.
And I
witnessed it.
You can see why that part of my family that lives down there in the hillish area that did. I think they're crazy.
That's not that. It was so much like something my father would do that I knew exactly how to handle it. You know, he sort of insulted me by saying, "You're not so good looking, and you're sitting there with these beautiful
but
women. What's your secret?" And I said to him, "I'm rich." And the whole place cracked up. And he said, "I thought you had a trick because I got one too." And he kind of motioned to the ladies he was with. There's the moral of the story is we're sitting there going, "God, we're these weirdos of geniuses, and everybody around us is oh so pink, oh God." And suddenly this local guy walks up and proves he's as big a subgenius as anybody. So it just goes to show you can't only J.R. Bob Dobbs can judge a book by its cover. He's the only one who can do that.
Truthfully, I've always believed that. What I said about the other side of my family is not correct. I find very many interesting characters there, too, who have, like hula ladies, those ceramic hula ladies that have the name of a ship from World War II or Korea underneath them and stuff. And that sort of thing. And I forget where that was going.
You were telling us that your family are a bunch of characters. Dave. Lonesome cowboy Dave.
From my kind of northeastern perspective, I remember going to a place and asking for some eggs and toast, and the lady went, "You don't want no meat with that?" Meaning pig meat. I was automatically felt very outcast just because of the huge volume of pork consumed in those areas.
Yeah, we got a relative up north named Lonesome Cowboy Dave. He's a bit of a character. I seen him read a book one time. I don't even think it was upside down. But I couldn't tell.
No, they were pretty good at reading, right? Bob Dobbs is rich in a strange way, even though they're all twisted and kind of connected to everything, every group of people, if there were actual groups.
Well, J.R. Bob Dobbs himself was raised in a small town. I will reveal that it was not in Texas, it was in Kansas. A fairly small town. And although he moved to Texas and developed, he had just kind of a general Midwestern accent.
A tornado picked him up and dropped him off in Texas, I suppose. Kansas,
Actually, you're thinking of Bob's the attempted abortion of J.R. Bob Dobbs. His mom, for reasons, wanted to abort the infant Dobbs before he was born, but nobody could yank him out of there because of his magic power. And they finally strapped her down in a Kansas wheat field, and a tornado came, and that managed to suck the fetus Bob out. But as soon as she saw the little preemie Bob, she, like everyone else, she loved him and was sorry that she had attempted to abort him, and so they raised him And I don't think Mr. Dobbs ever really was had a clue about any of that or the stories about the real father.
The different colors of hair on his neck and stuff, why they don't match.
Yeah, well, Mr. Dobbs was one of the few American Mayans. He was Mayan American, and Bob obviously doesn't really resemble. I mean, he's so Caucasian, he's almost alien-looking. Oh, speaking of which, I read in the news today that the aliens are fleeing Arizona and selling their disintegrators.
Well, that's not the Martian community. I guess the Martian community is selling CDs to worldbeat guys. I guess their music is really, really bizarre. It's like elements of Martian
disco.
Mixed with Afro pop, mixed with, country music, just everything thrown in there. And it's hard for some to understand, but it's an experience. You know what I mean? People buy the CD to have some of them vomit, some of them cry. But it
sounds like some genius music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purgative in some ways and emetic in other ways.
No. Oh, we next X Day, we're thinking of changing the name of it to Love Parade. I thought that might be a kind of a draw. And in some ways, it'd be more accurate.
I could just see the, like, huge ants on a screen with a bunch of subgenie around it, and where the huge ants are, like, eating the heads off of regular people running down the street in Kansas or some. It just kind of puts an unusual perspective to it.
That is an unusual perspective,
Very
Dave. I'm
unusual.
Not sure where that came from.
Well, everything is so smooth and flat, and suddenly there's huge ants.
Oh.
Or little crabs or whatever they are.
Right. I'm just a little slow today. The heat's been getting to us.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Me four.
It's kind of brutal. Oh, it's probably snowing in Texas now.
I heard it's raining and very lush in Texas right now. Have any talks to Pat here?
Yeah, but it's that new methane rain coming in from the Gulf.
A little cloudy.
Shiny.
Now that the hurricane season, the storm season is coming, the new chemicals are wafting into the heartland. Soon my brother's goats will all have oil wads hanging off of them like those pelicans.
Yeah, you'll be wearing gas masks.
Right, did goats with a gas mask. That's a strange image. You know, goats can handle almost anything. If a goat has to have a gas mask, man, that's some bad air.
Yeah, I remember seeing early military training films and stuff, and they'd put gas masks on the poor little goats and then pump whatever kind of gas, and if the goat was still working, goat still standing, that meant the mask was working.
Oh, there was one military... Then there was the military experiment where they killed goats just by staring at them because they were Jedis.
Yeah.
The New Earth Army.
And then they made a lot of money off of a movie.
And then there was the people who killed goats by cussing at them. It was called Men Who Swear at Goats.
That was in, it was in Arabic originally, wasn't it?
He put me in front of the radio. I don't do this all the time, do I, Princess Wade?
Yeah, you do, kind of.
And you did.
Well, it's your fault. You're the one who taught me. I didn't used to do puns until she pwned me.
I gave him the pun disease.
Yeah, she pwned me. And now I'm a punnery fellow.
Old psychopath, Biden used to talk in puns constantly, and he would never quit. It would make you cry sometimes.
I could swear I heard him say psychopath finders, but that can't be. I must have just imagined that. You know, I'm deaf. I can't actually hear anything. So, for instance, what you're saying now, I had to look it up on the internet so I'd know what to say, on cue.
And did it?
Thank goodness it's all there on Google.
Yeah.
Everything you're going to say is right there.
What would we do without that safety net?
Talk about stealing people's dreams. I think that's what Google's all about. They wanted to steal every author's book and make it free. Oh, we've decided your book is free now.
Well, then they'll write it for you and charge you. See, we finished those last four chapters.
Yeah, right.
We knew what you were going to say anyway.
Yeah. We improved your...
Here's an invoice for...
Reverend Stang, we improved your subgenius book. It wasn't very good. So it's called... It's Praise Bill now, the Book of Bill.
That'll be $5,000.
Yeah. Well, no, they'll just won't pay me any royalties until that $5,000 has been accrued by
they
sales,
will
advanced
like
sales. Right.
There'll be like, you know, potty chairs with lots of fur and any of your favorite, I know you're into sodomizing animals, so, you know,
what?
Those magazines and stuff will provide it for you.
No, I only do that for on stage. That's just
vegan,
a stage.
So there's all kinds of erstwhile vegan food to be comestidated. And it's, no, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Ay, ay, ay.
I didn't mean to interrupt with that.
Mm-mm-mm.
What did you interrupt?
I don't remember even
me either.
I think he interrupted
Wait,
himself.
We better Google it. Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Here, let me Google that
work.
For you.
Dave, I noticed that you're wearing a bandage over your third nostril.
I told you that, and I told the listless audience that that was a kind of a poor attempt to trephinate my third eye.
Oh, I thought that'd already been done.
How valiant.
You're a do-it-yourself third eye trepanation?
Well, after the miscalculations on the first 14 tries, I suppose something had to be done. I mean, people say I fidget with it too much. But how can you fidget with it too much? It's not a fun thing to fidget with. Is like a tool toy.
They're often hard to reach.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a horn stub.
Yes, it's a high.
An antler root.
It is growing and growing daily. And by the time 5 a.m. in the morning on the 5th, it's at 4 a.m. Some a.m. in the morning, this antler will bloom like a giant rose bush.
I think it would be cool to have an antler sprouting from your head.
I wanted a giant penis to sprout from my head because I knew it would be a symbol of masculine power. People don't ever.
It could make you very popular, too.
If it was a small one, you'd have
I've
to join the many minions of
fun.
Underachievers.
If it was a small one, you'd just be apologizing for it all the time.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say you'd be a politician.
Well, you don't need that.
A little dickhead.
They've proven that. You don't really need any.
Actually, these special glasses Bob says you can't see the penises sprouting out of the politician's head. It's like they live, but not too badly.
I've actually been to the halls of Congress, and they have a water fountain there that says power on it. And you just sip on it, and it just makes you really powerful. They will, at your request, if you sip off of this water fountain.
Did you drink some?
No, I'm not allowed. I'm not an elected official, so I don't get a chance to.
He's an erected unofficial.
That was behind Rocknar's campaign. He hoped, if elected, to taste that Pyrian spring.
I told him he wouldn't be able to resist it.
Well, he wouldn't be
One
able to resist
sip and
the
you
money.
You have to go back. It smells good, too.
Well, you're making me thirsty, as you described.
Well, one sip and you become twice as thirsty as you were when you first drank.
Political waters, so deep, so
The water
murky.
Of Bob.
The water of Bob.
But it's worth it because you're so much smarter after that.
The yellow
And
water
you know so
Bob.
Much more than everyone and so much better than everyone.
Say, for instance, you had to perform an instant
And you know then that it's
lobotomy.
True. You are better than everyone.
And it's this trickles down
onto your feet.
It only trickles down into the one individual who's actually sipping of the
Bob's pee,
sauce.
I mean water, can trickle up.
It's more like blood dripping from an abused...
From PR News in Washington, I'm killing at least three people. During a ceremony at NATO headquarters in Kabul, Vice President Joe Biden said to help pay for relocating a Milaganawa. Biden is reneging on his pledge to get off the island. He was known for his strong anti-American views. Vice President Joe Biden is in straight sets at Wimbledon today to win his second singles 8th Grand Slam championship.
Vice President Biden said the country is slowly moving toward a lasting political stalemate. Last month, Al Biden claimed responsibility for suicide attacks on two main banks. And on Friday, a senior cleric in Anbar. Iraqi police say PR's bad.
PR's bad. Vice President Joe Biden blew herself up after a long PR news from Washington.
Someone's fine. writing, so Bob died. And so Bob's writings really speak.
And all that nonsense that they finally said, okay, to heck with that. Like this thing with the eye, like you have to have a complete, well-formed eye for it to do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, what a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Bob built his own gravity engine? What was that, like a joke?
Well, yeah, it runs on gravity, and that was the theory behind Bob's perpetual motion machine.
Huh.
And Bob...
Oh, boy.
Just individual articles that Bob had written. He wrote books about physics. He didn't think that there was gravity. And he had, a religion called Lawsonomy. So he had a lot of nutty ideas. That was Bob's first article. Bob had written some articles about pyramid power and the search for Noah's Ark, the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, some articles about Tesla. And
Thanks for enlightening us.
Thank you so much. It was really fun. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about Bob. I really enjoyed it.
That's the way it was back in the year 1395, when Grandpappy fell out of this hole right here. And when he did, he brought back many secrets, one of which is...
Get up early when the sleeping bell wakes me. I take a wake-up pill to fill with energy. I power on hard, never check my messages, but I don't have any messages. I take a driving pill and head to my car. I drive around the bit cause work isn't very far. I call my phone and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. All I know is driving on drugs feels better when they're prescription. All I know is the world looks beautiful, the world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now. Work is anything but quiet these days. I try to mitigate my concentration haze. I can see the day unfold in front of me, so I take the stairs and hit the gym. The phone is ringing when I get to my desk. Well, plus the sting is now a sharp pain in my chest. So I take a calm and X and just chill. And then it's time for lunch again. All I know is work is easy when you don't stress out about deadlines. All I know is to take my medicine, always take my medicine. And I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day. When I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now. Second date with a pretty girl and a man at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. And I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
That's but in today's modern world, sure, it's all tied up with a bureaucratic tangle of regulatory structure, making it impossible to put up a taco stand without trespassing on somebody's copyright or legal liability.
Quote 600 1/2. No hot dog beyond the wiener wagon, friends around the pail.
What is going to cut through all the red tape? What Alexandrian sword will cleave the Gordian tangle caused by busybodies, goo-goos, and...
No.
That was Alexander's solution.
Hey, Reverend Suds, how's the coverage on the CD recordings? Okay, so in a few minutes, we'll need to shut up long enough to flip the CD. I love that new quick-moving technology.
Some geniuses 72, humans 16.
That was the score last night, but when you take a look again at what happened, there have been a lot of discrepancies in the film and the footage. And the number one here, and the first thing, it was a bad call as J.R. Bob Dobbs emerged from the bushes and ripped one of the very, very hapless and likely first-time submitters to the cause, tore his head neatly off his shoulders, and then ate the neck juice. So,
You said that was J.R. Bob Dobbs,
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
I never heard one. Now that
where was that? Oh,
he's going a little bit far with that one.
That one is implied by the Church of the Subjaner, if you'll think about it for a moment. Because according to the doctrine of the Church of the Subjaner, everyone is a member, and that would include Bob Dobbs. He would be Sergeant Janer Dobbs.
Even members of the Church of Don?
Yes, the only one who can't be a member of the Church of the Subjaner is, of course, Janer.
The Church of Young...
According to the rules created by Nenslow,
right,
Ascended Nen Master, or as some call him, Sergeant Janer Nenslow.
Assassinated Nen Master Nenslow.
All members of the Church of the Subjaner are allowed to address each other as Sarge. Sarge. And take the name Sergeant Janer, followed by your actual name.
He's the most non-joiner of non-joiners. That's
hey, but
so
if we're talking about Janer, that means I can't use it on my show.
We're talking
that
about
hurt me. How come there's so much talk about Janer this time? Which is all
I'm talking
unusable.
About Nenslow. Well, we can dig it.
Because it makes us feel free to say the unusable.
But it's X-Day.
The uneditable.
And you can always, should we survive X-Day in some way, you could always put...
News in Washington on the 10th in 11 months, but not by much. President Obama says residents and workers are already radioactive off the Atlantic coast. He says cesium-137 is more dangerous than tritium. He was talking to BSTV. National Guard troops say this is PR news. PR's bad. Forecasters say the worst is yet to come. That's good news. Weather is keeping 46 Koreans from searching for industrial machinery and commercial aircraft. From Seoul, Kaudaisi Dwaltao reports South Korea sank last week.
Seoul went down 5 days ago after falling unconscious during a rescue mission.
Vermont's health department says tests show presence of PR news in Washington.
We could also use the oblique channel, and we could just refer to it as imper. It is non-germainer or something like that.
Bleep it out.
Weep.
Bleep it out.
Weep. Weep and bleep. That's the cry of the unused radio man.
Bleep that ye may not weep.
Can you do it?
Can you see with those eyes crossed that way?
Bleep the hell out of it.
What the bleep do we know?
Yeah, I just wanted to
stab the screen with a big knife.
I wanted Nick
4 minutes until we have to shut up long enough for Potter Nostril to change.
Show to begin in 4 minutes.
Yes, 4 minutes. Janer.
And then it's 2 minutes of. That's when everybody gets really, really funny.
But
as soon as I know the recorders.
now it's importing, but it didn't get...
It didn't get magically onto the show. That's what happened. Somehow the magic thing didn't happen.
The magic thing...
You press the button, and then the magic thing doesn't happen, and it makes you go crazy in the magic world. And then you get points, and you have knocked down doors, and apparently you have to take crowbars and open up safes, and you hear Hal's voice saying, "Welcome to level 17," and then the computer kills you, and then you come back.
He didn't say it like that.
The doors that you busted down points.
No, he didn't really say it like that.
I can't really do Dr. Hal.
Yes, my dear son. Sometimes the magic works.
It's more like
sometimes
this.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's like this.
That's how he sounds?
Yeah, that's the way he sounds in that one game.
Okay, let's sample that, and then we can make $1 billion doing
a billion
fruit or something.
A trillion.
A trillion. Okay, a trillion.
What's a billion or a trillion?
Rich,
we don't even
Corinthian
care.
Leather.
We don't even care what the amount is as long as it's just a lot more than anybody else.
Right.
A lot more, a little more.
And if we can't stand on the backs of the little people on the way up to show how great we are,
but they feel so squishy and comfortable under your feet. Oh, well, it's
standing on the backs of those little people.
Yes, well,
so
I...
tough to do sometimes.
You know, some
those
people pay to have
boots,
their backs walked on.
Those
know,
spiky stomping boots we have to wear are so heavy, it makes it difficult to walk up on top of the backs.
Well, you know, you act like I had anything to do with that setup. It wasn't my fault.
Wasn't you the idea for the weighted boots?
No, not at all. I had some. And
you guys
so it was
had weighted
convenient
boots
when
day.
They did insist that we walk
so
on their backs
the
with weighted boots and so on. With
those watching Channel X but, and see the little faces. And
you just thought you were accommodating the... unusual request.
The commandant gave me the order, and I complied with the order.
What?
And, of course, we now can look back and say, well, this is maybe something you shouldn't have done in the name of decency, in the name of humanity, and all that sort of thing. But I just say, if you weren't there, don't presume to judge those of us who survived another X day.
So... you were able to go back to the Pate Museum, is that
back
correct?
Back in time?
Only in fake time.
Only in fake time.
That was
time.
Part two of the same visit.
Ah.
Pate Museum's gone.
I know. Did you go by there?
Disappeared.
No, but there's a guy, Resto Dan, on my YouTube channel who lives near there, and he said he went to swap meets and stuff, yeah. And he was the first guy to write me and say, no, the planes were gone, and the cars were still there. And then he actually confronted a member of the family, a younger member.
What'd you do my stuff? What'd you do with my museum? My stuff?
And they ran into the car building and locked the door. Some nice cars in there. The big penis car.
Yeah.
Wow. True Texan car. I was looking at that on video, that gorgeous chrome work and stuff. Pretty neat.
I want to go back and look at the video. I thought what you had done was like had a now a before and after Pate Museum, which would have been so poignant and yet so tragic.
Yeah.
So tragically poignant.
I wasn't near that part of Texas, was I? I don't even know. Crescent, Texas is
no, not
far,
really. Yeah. You weren't. You would have had to go so.
But I'd like to go by
miles.
There just as a pan one day.
Yeah.
I like the little end of the part one where I'm in the car with, I forget who it was, but.
I'm going to have to rewatch it.
We were making noises and then drove away and I put kind of sad music to it, not knowing it was going away.
Yeah.
And there's another guy I saw who had little tapes and he was really insulted that all of us were making fun of the place. And he left these comments about, you just, the airplanes are not representative of what's in the, you know, and you look at the cars and it's like, okay, man, okay, it's all right.
Oh, that was the guy that ultimately,
Ultimate Slack.
Said something about that, huh?
So, yeah, I went to Austin last week and found Ultimate Slack with mist-covered valleys and little jungle areas for war zones. And
yeah. And you went to the the Alamo, didn't you?
I did go to the Alamo, and that
the cradle
is a very,
of Texas Liberty.
That is, at least for me, it was a lot like some places I went to in France, where you think you're going to a tourist trap, and you wind up wishing everything around you would disappear for a while, so you could
just for a second, just so for you a could second, imagine what it was
being,
like.
Well, it was really heavy. It was like going to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
You went for fun, but you wound up just kind of. It wasn't fun. It was.
Yeah, you wound up thinking about this thing that happened there.
Yeah.
It was always
and
kind
why
of cool.
and the air and. It was when I bought the little Hiram thing.
Uh-huh.
And blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
You went to the museum and you saw the artifacts and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And at one point, they said, over where the post office is where Austin dies. And it's like, just all of a sudden, it was like, oh, man, that happened here. And it was like, too many, you know, where they burned up Crockett's body probably as a big dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's kind of spooky. And also, that whole area is all, have you been down there? It's all canalified.
Yeah.
I think your brother was knocked out. He hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah, I like the whole canal concept, though.
But did they show you the basement of the Alamo?
No. You can't go in the basement. You can go in the room where all the girls were and where they hoisted somebody on their bayonets. I mean, that was part of the story. And he's one of the old famous guys. The monument's pretty neat. And the area's pretty sacred. And there are lots of cops, which was funny when I went with Gerbo fam, because we came around a corner and he always spends his days like in this.
Uh-huh.
And we came around the corner and he's like, boom, almost like somebody hit him because all these guys in Stetsons turn around and just stare at him like. Zzz.
Yeah, they give him. They've all got those shiny sunglasses on and you can't see where they're looking.
Just rangers all over the place just staring at Gary Gerbo fam and he's like, whoa.
It's like, all those guys, it's like looking at what was his name in the X-Men? Cyclops. You look at him and you know he's wearing those sunglasses. You know he can see you, but if he lifts his sunglasses, his gaze is so powerful it will actually kill you.
It'll blast you.
The blue guy
actinic
like
rays.
The blue guy?
The blue big guy in the Watchmen.
Yeah,
Doctor. Does he have Manhattan?
Does Dr. Manhattan have this vision that he's
he's got cool glowy eyes, and I don't remember if he... I know he can kill you, but I love his
I thought it was great when he
gets so bored with our galaxy. That's how I want to... That's how I feel some of the time.
Yeah. I like it when he's like...
Off and make some other ones.
When his wife discovers that, yeah, he's in bed with her, but at the same time, he's downstairs
he's
working on
universe,
his experiments.
Yeah.
That's more important.
Well,
honey,
he's
I was
capable
there.
Of being in more than one place at the same
and
time.
And it offends Humies, but it's, I mean, that would be so wonderful. I've certainly felt like I wanted to do that. And I don't think we get callers tonight.
We don't?
No, and because
there wasn't some, I mean.
You know, our dear former show before us yanked out all of those special cords. And that means, I believe, that we're not able to talk to the other Humies.
Oh, that's too bad.
As embarrassing as that is. So.
Why did they do that?
They
just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They just don't know.
Well, they had certain emoluments.
They just
that
they
might
just
have had
don't
something
know.
To do with
just
that.
Like at X Day. You know, you guys were all, as some of you heard, if you were listening, you heard X Day. That was the X Day. That's an edit I did of X Day with Dr. Hal and Susie the Floozy and Ian Stang and Dr. Drummond and. And
Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Lonesome Cowboy Dave, who's the Hal of their area. Okay, now,
I'm going
to try now to pull you into the show, because I know there was a cab driver who promised
Dave
to call.
On the show.
Oh, yeah.
There, see, I can't hear him. Okay, I can't hear you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, again?
Yeah. No, you're not on the air.
Oh, wait,
air,
no,
so.
I can hear him.
Sorry.
Not being on the air, though.
Yeah. You're an imagined caller. Yeah,
say
okay.
Something, caller.
Say like, okay.
Did Barbara mess up the show?
She completely killed the show and made it all bad. No, she didn't.
No, she
that
didn't.
Show, if you heard that show, was pretty amazing, I thought.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, I love when Wobbly shows up, plays live, or plays records. I don't care which.
And there,
yeah,
and there was another
care.
Wonderful
He's
guest
good.
Whose name
the
I'm not
The electronic
familiar with.
Artificial natural soundscapes were
yes.
Loads of fun.
I miss those. That was there,
those
you know,
are just...
there some of the, Over the Edge used to do that when he was a young little sprite, and Hi-Fi Living used to do that when she was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Back when she was a girl?
Back when she was a girl. Oh, who was it? There was some member of I'm sure you would know the guy that was, I'm going to get rid of the pinkness here.
Yeah,
what happened?
That was hurting on my brain.
That was
there
hurting.
Was some person in that circle of friends that you probably know that caused great amazement the entire time we were there because he turned into a girl. And it's a drummer of some band nearby, and my brother and guy, and everybody knew him, so you may know. And it was really funny to talk about, to see the range of emotions.
Nearby too.
Built around being a girl. They're changing from Walter Carlos into Wendy Carlos. It's hard for the people around you. I think it's immensely hard for the person, but I think it's harder for the people around them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a big adjustment to everyone in your social life.
You bet. Yeah, and it's funny how it impacts people, because, yeah, that discussion was great. Guy was great. Autumn was great. Sterno, what a poop head. You know, he's great.
Oh, he's great, too.
Yeah. And we had a big dinner Saturday night. It was yummy. And
tremendous poop head. Don't worry.
Well, so when did you leave? Was on Sunday or something?
We left on Sunday. Yeah, I went to the LBJ Museum.
Wow, what was that like?
Cool.
Pretty neat. You can kiss a big JFK if you want to. And you can then they have a replica of the office, which I forgot to shoot.
Can you sit on his lap and sing happy birthday if you really want to?
Yeah, you can. And they were doing a whole thing on Walter Cronkite on the sixth floor.
But they don't show him holding up his dog by the ears or while simultaneously pointing at his
amazing picture
appendicitis
of him as you walk in the elevator. This gigantic blow up of Lyndon Johnson in probably the early 30s or the mid 30s on the porch of some ramshackle house. And he's standing in the middle, just gesticulating, and Lady Bird's here looking at him with such love in her eyes. And over here is the sheriff going like this to a kid down below. You know, it's like the perfect, it's an amazing shot, you know.
It's just a big shot, right?
So yeah, and he's like got those white linen suits the man wore before the war and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just, and the way Lady Bird's looking at him really makes the shot. But the whole thing's pretty, a pretty neat place.
Yeah, I can remember a time when to be, you know, you had to have some kind of suit that was super light back in those days because there wasn't any air conditioning. It was hot down there, really hot.
It was very flimsy white linen suit.
Yeah, and those seersucker suits. It was like what's his name wore on that one show.
You know what? Last time I saw one put to great effect, I think 7 days in May or something, there's the Southern Senator played by Charles Lawton has one of those wonderful rumpled suits that they would sleep on couches in. You know?
Yeah.
Libre,
the old days.
Terrible heat of Sacramento.
I told the guy I wanted to go to all the presidential museums. And so
you went to every last one.
He also said the LBJ Museum is the last one where the furniture in the fake office is the real furniture. After that, the gov said, no, it's
too valuable.
Once you're prez, we get to keep it. Yeah.
The presidential furniture has to go in the presidential library.
I'm screwed up because I have to go back because I want to take a picture of it so I can use it in, you know, back screen and green screen.
Definitely. Definitely. Most definitely.
The only sad part about that room, and it really galls me, I went crazy and had to actually... Well, kill a few people, you know, because I remember the war. I know, I'm doing a show. Come on, leave me alone. They don't have the three TVs. It's over here where you walk in. And that was the coolest part of LBJ when I was a kid. I thought, an adult that has to watch three channels at once, now that's brains.
That is brains.
Because I wanted three channels at once. My parents wouldn't give me.
You had to see who was lying about you.
Yeah.
Is he watching the three major networks?
Yeah, he was watching all three, all during news time. Had a little remote, you know, early wired remote, turn the sound up.
But couldn't record anything, so they had to watch them simultaneously.
Although he was recording his office, just like JFK and Nixon and all those guys. But I don't remember what happened. They are playing some of those tapes, in fact. You walk in and sit there for a while, and Lyndon's booming out about something or other. And it's pretty neat. And they have Lady Bird's little, I guess, her office after he dies in the building there. That's pretty cool. I like all that historic stuff.
Me too.
And I like Lady Bird Johnson. I really liked her as a kid. I thought she got handed a raw deal with the whole JFK murder. And I thought that when she got into Beautify America, that was huge because when I was a kid, there was a lot of trash everywhere, you know. And that changed the entire way we looked at stuff. And then the other thing that got Iron Eyes Cody, the Italian guy, to cry over the
trash. That made a big deal because I can remember when there's trash all over the highways.
Yeah, when you were kids.
And billboards.
And immediately that changes with her going, you got to be careful.
And I can also remember, like, thinking that it wasn't any big deal because there was already a lot of trash on the highways.
Right. Yeah, there it is. like the smudge pots for the construction guys. He'd drive through construction areas, and it'd be like burnt kerosene smell everywhere.
Instead of the now they use flares and stuff.
Well, they use little electric lightlets.
Yeah.
And then soon you won't even be able. Our car will do it.
Solar-powered electric lightlets.
And then after that, we won't even go in cars anymore. We'll just be in a place. Won't be any need for a car.
There already need.
I'm not sure about that.
No, no, seriously.
Oh man, I don't. My neighbor had a.
I'm just waiting for my car to drive for me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. That's the next step. Is that you know you don't hit the pothole,
but it still won't drive for me.
Right. It avoids the pothole by itself, and then the next step after that is that we don't have a car at all. And I was actually over at my neighbor's house the other night watching Spike Jonze's new movie, and they quickly added a fourth part to the movie when the spill happened, because he was talking about the history.
Wait, hasn't that guy been dead for like 50 years?
Yeah, and he still makes movies, and he still goes out with his own mono 17-pound recorder and gets sound effects from the grave. And
that's what I was wondering.
I heard about that.
So Spike was doing a movie about New Orleans and the Katrina thing, years later. And suddenly the spill happens, so he adds a whole segment about the spill. And one of the guests on that show was over at my neighbor's house. So we went over and talked, and it's this funny realization that she's the kind of person that very quickly wants to get to a place where there are no cars.
Yeah.
And I'm the whole time through that, this is so cool, I can go to the desert anytime I want.
Yeah. Yeah. She's on the extreme end of that thing.
Extreme end of it, and talking about it on the show, and then it was really fun because I'm going, yeah, that's the best thing about California. Stop in the car and go, burn up dinosaurs, get someplace. What happened, other little caller? Why not you talk to us?
I have been.
There's many little callers, and there's another one behind.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Some people are just shy, or they send us mental waves. I'm going to clean up their mental kitchen right now. Where's that tape?
We could just find that one tape from that one guy that we had that
one
time.
Well, we're going to break a lot of records in the studio.
We can get that tape back.
Yeah.
We can probably save this show. I bet you we can salvage the heck out of this show.
My God, thousands of dollars worth of vandalism.
We can take this show. Now we can take the show pieces and sell them on eBay and get a lot more than what the show's worth by itself.
Yeah, call 848-4425 to call
Mr.
the show.
Mr. Wellman, did you win that?
I won everything.
Did you win that trip to the winner's circle?
Be careful, you're having a heart episode.
Oh, okay. Which episode
is this?
Is
this the event?
By simply being friends with all these people, yeah, in that sense.
Did you have to sacrifice those people to...
Yeah, I did.
To turn the machine on?
Another mother for peace.
Cut my arm off, man.
You should really think about a new kind of switch mechanism.
Saw your arm off, man.
Really? I have to?
It shouldn't cost the person's life just to turn the machine off.
Okay, caller, we really do love you, and we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Why don't you stop
talking?
And
we want you to continue.
Just because we're talking over you doesn't mean we don't want you to talk.
Step up to the rectifier.
Step up to the rectifier.
Absolute silence. Oh, there it goes.
See, that's why we talk over you.
No, that's too close.
We talk over you because we can never predict you. When we give you the opening, then there's dead air. So we hate, that's what we hate on this show is
dead
air.
Dead air.
We'd rather have three people talking at once about five different things than have 1 second of dead air. It's just so wasteful.
Everybody calling the show.
All that air out there.
Yeah, go ahead. Send the callers in there.
Well, some are able to follow multiple scenarios.
I'm sorry, little girl. You'll be able to call the show someday. Call 848-4425 out in that wet field you're standing in.
In Wetfield, Wisconsin.
And on the Wednesday the 13th, there's a sleepover on the Pampanito. And I'll be there in my little assigned bunk with Bishop Joey. And we'll be sleeping under sub, talking about subs, talking about Hitler's lost sub.
You'll be talking about it.
I was just thinking about all that snoring that I'll probably be hearing. Old guys farting and snoring.
Beautiful snorewood.
Snoring and farting. You'll be in between them.
Like some kind of screen door in a submarine live joke.
You know what you should do? You should bring like a recording of snoring and farting.
You betcha.
And be able to turn it up really loud, you know. When
with reverb.
Like, with reverb. I've got this farting boombox that's like electronically activated by remote control, so you can stick it in the back pocket of
that would be sabotaging the whole Pampanito sleepover.
That would be so funny.
Considered an act of
so funny. So if the, if the real thing doesn't show up, you can make sure nobody goes away disappointed, assuming that they didn't properly prepare for that occasion. And
everybody just kind of runs away.
Yeah. You have this thing that broadcasts the sound effect concealed on your persons. So you're in there, everybody's sleeping in this metal tube, and all of a sudden at full volume.
Oh.
It would be funny to have a well-made CD that plays, so it's just one little, then 10 minutes later, another one, then 18 minutes later, another one. But by the end of this hour, it's a cacophony.
Yeah, it gets progressively closer together.
Yeah.
You know, they're waiting for the next one, and it's half as long as it was since the previous one.
It would be something unworthy of being discussed on KPFA.
Yeah. Never.
Well, you know.
That's not. KPFA is so far above this type of discussion. I can't believe we've chosen to go there.
Well,
and it's
again,
not even
like
the latter part of the last hour.
If you will please help KPFA in this very difficult financial time, you can send $1,000 check and say, please, if you just get those guys off the air, I'll give you this $1,000.
Yeah, you could send $1,000 to your favorite show. Or to any show in the daytime, but just tell them it's for our show.
Yeah, of course.
Call and donate to every show.
Here's $10 for your trouble.
This is
give
for the
this other $12,000 show.
And you can say, you know, we love those guys. We really want to come on the show and like, service them somehow. Bring them food
and
oil service job for their cars. We want to fix their automobile issues.
And
we want to take care of any
autonomic
of their insurance
issues.
Needs. All those things. But, you know, that's just the kind of thing that here on the show.
Callers
and listeners and people like that.
A lot more money
people
than you would have been getting
that
from
ilk.
Right. Oh, a lot more
is
money.
This on?
A lot more money.
Because they will pay me for not destroying the world.
Really?
And they'll call
how
those
much?
Other shows and
is that your new
they'll
job?
Pay a lot of money.
My new job is to not destroy
the world. Yeah.
Planet you guys live on.
So you well, could think about it. You're at 100% at this point. You're really achieving your goals.
Man, amazing. Who would
you're
would
really
know?
Achieving your goal.
We are not.
That's what I like, is set a goal and make it. You know?
Yeah. Don't destroy the world.
And you've illustrated that your ability to keep you're hitting your goals, caller.
So, you know, you could be rehired in that job constantly, every few minutes.
Like, I saved the universe one time.
Really? That one time?
Well, several times.
Well, yeah.
And proof of it is because it's still here. See?
That's that one time we're talking about.
I didn't even tell anybody about it because it was so mundane to me.
Nobody remembers.
It was just a little thing for me. I didn't have to bend over to get it done. It was just something I could do that while I was fishing for my change. I was going
to
leave
fishing for compliments.
In that cup at Starbucks.
What?
You know the cup there for the little starving children in Dobstown?
Oh, the poor kids.
Just starving.
Won't anyone think
Dobbsian
of the children?
There's
progeny.
So many shows to do, so many Dobbsians to do.
People had so many children there in those
they
times.
They didn't know what to do.
But they do know what to do. They listen to KPFA 94.1. KPFA coming right?
Hey, there it is. That's the tone, the 4
this
o'clock tone.
This is a
tone,
test of the emergency freakout system. If
there
this
is.
Had been a real emergency,
we don't know how long it's going to last.
Instead of any information being available on the radio.
Keep listening during this tone, because this is important.
If this had been an actual emergency, you would now be frying radioactive ash.
There you go. Good job.
Good job.
Good job. You fooled us. You really did.
The bad thing happened.
I fooled you.
You really fooled us.
Now we have to identify what headache hurts that is.
How does America handle a headache?
That's the new... Oh, that's... I bet that's what... That's part of what the wire ridge was.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's an unusual thing, but that's what that patch was, to deal with something. And then when that show did that thing, everything shifted.
Yeah.
The calls are coming in, but nobody can hear us. Nobody will ever call.
One of the tragedies of our time.
KFCF 89.3, KFCF 89.1, online, kfa.org.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm. And please help this station, this amazing station that started in 1947 and by a guy who thought maybe there's a better way to do it than war.
There is a better way than war.
I've been watching war all week because I'm scooping up all my ancient VHS war tapes.
It just depends on how you define better.
And the war scenes are so heart-wrenching from World War II that you cannot watch them.
If you describe it as the most life for the most number of people. With the most...
And then suddenly it's, oh no.
Uh-oh, it's them. That. It's
but
that.
Didn't George S. Patton say that war made all other forms of human activity look feeble by comparison?
Maybe. Yeah, lots of Hitler did that Mein Kampf. All kinds of stuff.
To make the other die for your country.
Do his
Yeah, show. He was yeah. like, yes, that's the point. Not to die for your country.
But to make the other guy do
as
his
many
show
of
for his
the
country.
The other ones do his job for his country.
Hmm. Well,
die.
In principle, it's a beautiful theory.
So, it's almost time for Burning Man, almost time for X Day, almost time for St. Stupid's Day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the it's year certainly galloped and galumped
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Now and all those wonderful holidays are gone, even Dragon's Breath Mystery Theater.
Just like that. Boy, it was watching those tapes of Sour Cream Corn with the young ladies. It's so fun to watch them grow up over the years because they start off as little runtlets.
Have you put that one up?
Yeah, that one's up. Yours is up. Whitman McGowan's is up. Oh, thank you.
Did you bring Whitman?
From Dragon's Breath.
Wow, Dad.
And this is a copy of the Dragon's Breath thing that I put up.
How'd you get this? Did Blake get
I saw... No, yeah, they both made a rocket run Wednesday, and I'd left my raincoat there. So they had a whole bunch of stuff to do, and they actually came down, did stuff, and left all in one run. Chris Campbell was worn out, man, because he's working. But it was fun. And, yeah, so we got some of the... Everybody left something, and all got home again. See, and then the music runs out, and they just kind of sit here.
So it was... You had a
That's because I'm looking at pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures of... Oh, you're of the Slack Shack?
Of... No, this. I was going to show you.
Philo, quit looking at porn on the KPFA computer.
He's looking at glorious pictures of the afterlife. This is what your future will be after you die.
Certainly wouldn't use my own computer.
Ew.
Oh. That would be wrong.
You're right. You need to go to the hospital?
That would be wrong.
Did you cough up some 420? Ew, there's a big shell.
Did you lose an arm?
That's a petrified log.
Petrified wood.
That's petrified.
It's all different. And there's this spooky
monster.
There's
a strange creature there.
Which had 4 feet and looked like dogs, according to
them. Good Lord, it's huge.
According to today's paper.
That's a primitive etosaur.
It's eating, all right. I like the little head.
Known as the dead metal serpent.
So these guys were in petrified.
They inhabited the Chinle formation of the early Triassic millions of years ago.
And I was shaking and shivering in my
Because
voice.
Some
so
are crurotarsal crocodilians.
So, these were all done
a type
with my
of active reptilian
phone.
Predator.
These are phone shots.
Not related to dinosaurs, but a similar competitive line. These were four-footed carnivores, but exhibited great variety in skull shape. They were crocodilian in a sense, certainly crocodilo form.
So this must be sunset.
And now there's nothing but the petrified forest stretching in all directions.
And all the rocks, the petrified trees were like just glowing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I know. That's the best. Because I have a picture of me there at 11 years old at noon.
At that time? At noon would have been the wrong time to be there.
But it was the first moment like that. I have a picture of me just exactly like that in my little dress.
Yeah,
but
that was your the moment. Dress.
My little dress. I'm thinking, whatever this desert thing is, I'm coming back here.
Look at those colors in that rock.
Yeah.
They would have green right next to red.
To the petrified forest.
You don't have any little buildings out there. Just little dead trees. Really dead trees.
Yeah.
A bunch of Indanes.
It was so nice.
We'll
put a bunch of these up on...
Because I was just missing Wapatki. I used to live out...
Yeah, I want to go to Wapatki.
Yeah. And they use Wapaki as and
they do
crater on Maui.
Well,
as,
yeah.
Oh, there.
It's easy.
Oh,
you got little feet now. You have to walk seen. On the little special.
It's easy there. To do when you have
cool.
feet.
I remember that.
But the people that have just stumps, that's a sad thing.
Well, you can't.
We saw the stump people
stump
there.
Jumper.
The stump people.
The stumpers, we called them.
Well, there was Baron von Stumpf.
Our stumpers, and, our little stumpers.
The
nice
stump jumpers of Hell's Hinges, Ozark, Enea, Missouri.
What?
Yeah, it's
Painted Desert, I've gotten Missouri.
I just use that phone. It takes such great pictures for me. It's like the perfect snapshot thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they caught me on to take me out of my last job.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
I was almost a judge on American Idol.
Oh, man, that would have been a sweet deal.
Did they send you that as a
deal.
Little, like a lead thing?
Judges on American Idol.
And the conspiracy prevented this
make,
from happening.
They probably make some good bread.
Yeah, but they caught me backstage eating Pop-Tarts, and, well, they said they were going with Steven Tyler instead.
Was it because of the Pop-Tarts somehow?
Or
yeah.
Because you liked Avatar?
It shouldn't have popped them
right
there.
They saw you backstage
then...
eating Pop-Tarts and looked at you with a derisive glance and said, I'm sorry, but we're going with Steven Tyler instead.
Exactly.
Well, now, better luck
Tyler.
Next time.
Well,
nothing
you got
ventured,
beat out by
gave.
Steven Tyler. That's not bad. If you're going to get taken out by somebody, better to get taken out by somebody, you know, that's
some
a
grinning gargoyle of grotesqueness.
Or even a current member of Aerosmith.
I figured out what's going on now.
You did?
One of the phone lines is down.
What the?
Just one of them.
What about
Are
Bob?
You sure it wasn't because they snatched one of the cables that was needed for a cable
hey,
vision?
Buddy, just remember I killed Bob.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
he's the guy.
Are we back?
Oh, that's a nice shot.
Forget,
there's some cheesecake.
Are we back?
I brought him back.
Yeah.
Several times.
Several times, yeah.
Had to resurrect him time and time again.
Yeah, just bring him back to life and feed him and kick him back into first gear. Take care.
I stripped the first gear. Sorry. Boy, that's nice. The beginning of the explosion.
That's what I'm talking about. I got to put a transmission in the Mazda.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, we were in this town and they still had an operating TP motel.
In Gallup?
TP motel?
No, it was somewhere near.
The teenagers did that
right there
at
near
Halloween.
Petrified Forest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah,
they TP'd the motel.
I like that town. There's like big piles of rocks in front of all the storefronts.
Yeah, we're looking at
that's
pictures.
That's Piles of Rock National Monument.
Yeah, where you can get petrified
that's
gas.
That's in the Roadkill Cafe in Seligman.
Wow. Seligman, Arizona.
Seligman. Seligman.
So was the show fixed again? I mean, you guys
broke
it pretty good earlier.
Yeah, we broke it last week. We
took it to
keep the
veterinarian.
The show down,
and
you know,
had
we've
fixed.
Been trying to break it for a long time.
Almost 30
and
years now.
It keeps on going.
Out here in the show desert.
Some super glowing.
For all of our efforts to destroy the show, the show lives and keeps on living. It's the show that refuses to die.
Because you know why? Because we go to the tree of shows, and our hair gets interwoven with the show tree.
Yeah.
And we become, like, you know, and then get all the show trees. Yeah, it's like...
Wait, I saw that show.
Now, let's not get all these shows confused. It's confusing enough as it is. Believe you me.
Huh. Is this some kind of, like, comment?
Like a pile of geodes. The blue ones are there.
No, it's just I hadn't. It's the bulk file. It doesn't have. It has all of the.
Well, I remember that show, the bulk files about the
as well as
obese
just,
space people.
And by the way, this show is dedicated to the young man who was sitting next to me during Avatar and yelled out the name of the dying character. He was so into the movie.
Yeah, this show's dedicated to that guy that we don't
that
know.
That one guy that yelled out the.
He was so
forever
great.
And his friends will never let him live it down. I'm sure. And there's X-Day, all scary and weird. There's a big inflated head of Kentucky Fried Chicken icon guy.
Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Yeah, I didn't take a lot of pictures this time because I was too busy either relaxing,
open it up,
trying to get some shut-eye for the drive.
Are there a million other people taking pictures?
Now, that was at about 95 degrees. Oh, look at this one.
Oh, that'll take it out of you.
95 degrees. in Niagara Falls, New York.
Wow, that is humid. Like
very, very humid. It was it's as easily as hot as about 105 in Texas. It was hot. And then I didn't know I had my camera on this like black and white mode.
Sorry.
It's 105 in Gila Bend. In Buckeye, it's 103.
Eventually, I found out.
I mean, 110 in Gila Bend.
Yeah, I had it in some kind of black and white, weird black and white mode. It kind of turned out kind of cool. It looks like ancient pictures from, you know, artsy pictures, kind of.
From RC Cola. Drink enough refreshing RC Cola and the whole world will look different.
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn, step by step, by step.
Niagara Falls was the scene of the performance of the aerialist blown down. We rode the mist boat. The
walked
boat into the mist.
On a tightrope wire
of the mist
over Niagara Falls several times in a spectacular demonstration of the tightrope walker's art and self-possession over this awesome chasm of nature. I think his performance was seen by presidents and by huge crowds.
That's illegal.
There's a whole website out there dedicated to
illegal
those things.
Fire sharing? I mean, file sewing?
My neighbor gets to pick them up when they come through customs.
Like picking up chestnuts.
He gets them.
They make
Not him, but he.
Well, they make them in Tennessee.
That's a dirty little secret.
Yeah, oh, they're made from deer. They're made from deer. You take a deer.
They're shot from guns.
Turn it upside down. Something they do, you know, because they're going to take the deer apart at some point in time and make sausage out of it.
Just as nature would.
So get in face. Literally the source of FaceTime here on the show.
Yep, FaceTime. I'm going to get a little FaceTime.
Here's some FaceTime. Here's an ounce of FaceTime.
It's worth a pound of cure. Pound of cured ham.
Picking up some of those.
I think he's picking
ladies
up
of the night.
A strange customer.
They're coming here.
I saw this caller Wednesday night. And we had a funny discussion about the confusion that customers might have
from listening to this show while he's driving.
Yeah, our show is no way.
He did indeed pick somebody up because we would, if he was listening right now, which I'm sure he's not, we would insult you, little backseat customer. But we love you instead. We kiss on you like this.
Yeah, we like those backseat customers.
Yeah, because you're the customer of our friend. So our friend's customer is our customer.
Always.
Well,
always.
The customer always comes first.
Always, always, always. Except that one time when we got confused and
destroyed the world and we lost that guy's job. Sorry about killing your job.
We didn't mean to. It wasn't my
real deal breaker, that job killing Bill.
Yeah. But a highway has to go through, just like they said in the special movie.
And it's got to go through your front yard and your front bedroom. We don't care.
Yeah, this is the
about
sad part.
Whether or not your granny was in that bedroom when she died or you had your little dog.
Or all your family has lived there since the Campbells.
Had his pups in that bedroom.
Or something.
When granny died.
And George Washington slept here. And Microsoft
Washington had his
all
pups
their software in
there. In
your house.
With your granny.
And if you wear the house, your kids will marry who they're supposed to, whether they want to or not. And it builds three fences on your property with all the
And it builds
signed.
Strong bones 12 ways.
How can you beat this deal? And you have a nice lady singing, because that clinches the deal pretty much. And most people can't resist a nice lady singing. Okay, we got that one. Good.
Well, that was very instructive and informative and well worth a dollar. You know, it's funny, ironic that you bring this mirror here, because I just bought another one at the store. thinking it would just be too long before and the CD here is from Dragon's Breath.
That's a DVD.
DVD.
It has
yes, of course.
Yours and Blake's and the girls, Sour Puff Dough, whatever it is, and Ann Whitman McGowan's thing. All edits.
Sour Puff Dough. Oh, yes, of course. The sourdough cheese puffs or something.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Sourdough starters. Or, no, I don't know. They are.
But you can see the young woman in the middle is growing up faster than the one on the two sides.
Yeah.
And soon it's going to be time for her to go on.
Well, they were all
leave Dragon's Puff Dough Wad.
The one with the gothic sensibility who was off to the side was quite interesting.
She's in the middle. She's in the middle. She's off to the side last year. Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's what I mean. I talked to somebody about her in her family, and she's older, and she's definitely that time where things are moving on. So, what about Chaff? I didn't bring that music with me.
No, they were sassy girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Sassy strippers.
No. Yeah, sourdough strippers.
The ones you just picked up.
Yeah.
Did you leave the radio on?
They gave me a cigarette. No, they were basically demanding that I not ask for a tip the whole ride.
Oh, nice! How nice of them.
And then I didn't ask for a tip, and then they gave me.
Yay! Well, they live by tip.
They all represent tip.
Yeah, yeah. And they live by tip, so they know the feeling.
Of really big tips.
And you know the best part? The show goes right into their brain anyway.
I know.
The radio. You're hearing the show whether you're on the radio. We're on the radio or not. People hear our conversations when we're at our houses doing show.
Yeah. Yeah,
whether
exactly.
We like it or not.
That's right.
That's how I feel about it. Oh, this truck is really going freestyle.
Loading.
A truck, you say?
If you're in a truck
careening around our nation's highways, then I advise you to slow down, find a roadside rest area, and put yourself under citizen's arrest.
You gotta go there. It's like the Pape Museum on steroids.
Now the
Everything Museum.
I do think I should mention
Look at Archon.
The Art Car Fashion Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's at that unusual date of 10-10-10. Sunday, the 10th of October at noon. High noon. When the sun is directly overhead in Sacramento, the capital of California. At the Crocker Museum. Now, if you want to caravan there with the art cars, they're meeting later today, Friday, at the Seabreeze Market at University Avenue and Frontage Road. And the caravan will travel to Amoeba Music and then head directly for Sacramento.
A caravan of art.
October 22nd, I, Dr. Howland Owl, will perform with Robin Coomer and Sam Bass at the Red Devil Lounge, performing the Blessing of the Donuts, last year with the Tornado Riders, but the same subgenius ceremony. The 22nd of October. I thought it was the 21st.
Let's get them to play at the
I believe
hall.
She said it was the 21st, but I saw at the Red Devil's own site it said the 22nd. We'll have to work out how I can do my radio show while that's going on. And the Ask Dr. Hal show live is coming back on November 5th and then continuing on through the...
That is good news.
Yeah. And on the 19th, there will be the next episode of the annual Tom Kennedy benefit auction with me, Dr. Howlandell, and Chicken John, either at the Jellyfish Gallery or at the Chevrolet Cabaret.
Yeah, or get hung up on forever.
I'm not exactly certain, and I can't get a confirmation one way or the other yet. Surely it shall follow as the night, the day. That shall happen at one or the other of those heretofore mentioned locations.
Up, and they're all gone.
Whoop.
I just punched
Oh, sad.
Separating the weight from the chair. It's enough to make you laugh.
So sad.
And if you don't want our little donkey friend, you can get the money in cash.
Oh, good. Okay, that's one of the green stamps.
Now, I remember... that bothered me, you see. At some children's program when I was a kid was giving away a donkey, supposedly. But then they would also say, and if you don't want our little donkey friend...
anymore.
But if you didn't want the little donkey friend, what would happen to the little donkey friend?
That was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid. Bert Bernard.
The Live Worms Gallery, 1345.
He's totally wild.
10 fabulous artists. 10 fabulous artists.
Is the camera moving there?
That's because it's 421.
When you cuddle alone, you cuddle with Hitler.
Well, I guess you're not alone then.
No.
You're cuddling with the Fuhrer.
In his face.
There you go, see?
Hey, it's Zero Combat.
If Jack Kirby and Frank Zappa met.
Yeah, okay. Zero what now?
These guys are trying to get in the show.
Just trying to get in the show. Just woke up and trying to get in the show before
okay,
they
okay,
cut
okay,
the...
Okay.
Now, I don't see what
now,
all
did you get your feelings hurt? Because if you got your feelings hurt, we want you to fill out a report.
No, I'm too long time a listener to get my feelings hurt.
Are you thin-skinned?
Go ahead and pull over and stop at the roadside rest area.
Never scammed. It's a free show.
It is a free show.
I'm getting what I've
always free, all the time.
Now that's, those are from X-Day.
Continuing to bring...
Damn.
To you.
No wonder nothing happened in my
songs about Jesus if he was on TV.
In my big mind.
Songs of the men whose faith has grown tall as the Indian corn. Songs that made
the
fervent prayer of the land where they were born.
Poor little Westboro.
Yeah,
I like that one.
And there are things coming up in Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I forgot what the issue is.
I'm about to drive up for an issue which I can't tell you about because it's kind of a commercial placement.
Oh, really? But you're going to drive up?
Commercial placement?
You're going to drive right up to it?
I'm in L.A. going to drive up today in a couple of hours, actually. I shouldn't be calling you. I should be asleep.
That's right.
Wow. Leap of faith.
But there's a fine surrealist comedy group playing tomorrow.
Where?
Oh, in San Rafael.
And what is their name?
Their name is the Fire Sign Theater.
No.
They're going to be in San Rafael tomorrow?
Well, today.
Today?
Today. Friday? Of course.
With Super Destroyer versus the Avenger?
Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
Is
can
it
I,
over
can
at
I drive
the...
their show?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're going to play. They're going to do the first act is they're going to do the entire I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus.
Oh, man. That would
this
be really
painful
nice.
Painful truth.
It's true. And
is it over at that little theater? Where is it in San
Francisco? They rented a little theater. I can actually tell you where this thing is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is where it is. It's at the Marin Center.
Oh,
the
God.
Marin Center. Okay, yeah, I know where that's the one
you
near
have to
the freeway.
Join the Marins
big orange
to
sign.
Get in there.
I think so, yeah.
It's going to be a tiny little 300 seater, and it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be. It's probably already sold out.
Well, we hope.
Yeah, I certainly hope, but I mean, 300 people there. They're just that many in Marin that like old folks
yeah.
like FST because nobody remembers them.
That's true.
That's true.
Nobody
hey, big,
young.
Big.
But we
big
remember
radio
them.
Issue coming up.
Yes, I know. That's going to be so cool, man. Man, so you're going to be there?
Maybe someday they'll want to.
Yes, I'm.
You're part of it. You got
I'm
in three.
Of, yes, I know someone.
That's right. And it's going to be recorded, of course, for us old people.
Well,
for posterity.
For the posterior exiting.
That should be lots of fun.
Eczema.
I went to a show
strategy.
Once in. I've told this story before. In 1975. And
the
emolument was applied to the brain, and then I went down to the University of Hawaii campus where Proctor and Bergman were playing by themselves. Right, and so
that was an interesting era, the Proctor and Bergman era. They were a
man.
Force of nature themselves.
And not only that, but this huge brainstorm comes up. So in this little tiny outdoor theater, everybody left, and there were maybe 10 or 12 of us, and the rain stopped because it's Hawaii, and they came back out and they said. Tell you what, you just guys yell out a line, and we'll just do as far as we can with the two of us.
Wow.
So it's all of us emolument heads going,
wow.
tossing lines, and them going on for 3 hours. It was amazing. And then a few months later, I happened to see Austin and Osman at Zellerbach Auditorium, and everybody got all prepared, and they went to the theater. And these guys come out and do very serious things about American Indians, and everybody walked away because they, of course, only wanted funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was an interesting time, yes.
That was the schizophrenic period of the Fire Sign Theater.
Sure, you got to do it. Everybody got to do it.
Yes.
Because that's like when... But they didn't. At least they didn't hire Ron Wood.
Well, at least they didn't open for the Beach Boys.
Sashine Little
Yeah. Yeah. At least they did not open for the Beach Boys.
What? There it is. Surrealism lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad, because there's just so much in the Bay Area that has to be done all at once.
Yes. I will not have time to do anything else. I will simply drive by. I will wave at Berkeley as I drive through it.
Oh, yeah, over to Marin.
You wave your right.
And sit in your big cushy chair way up the producer's balcony.
Just drive by Pixar and say, hi, bye, never coming in again.
Right. And laughing at the same time. Because calling this show places you so far above any relationship with Pixar.
Yeah.
Yep, making that checkbox.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Too bad.
Called in to show. Yes, soul is exalted in a way it could never be by working. Yeah.
In this unknown, quiet, meditative way of calling show.
At 4:26.
Yeah. It's a lot like extra
on
meditation.
Friday morning.
Yeah. Here in Berkeley, which is the only time.
And my DHCP is not enabled, ritual. But it's now fixed.
Yes, you're on your own and doing what you like to do best.
Now I can actually...
And you're comfortable.
Dr. Howe?
Listening to... Yes, what is it?
What if... Here's my question for Dr. Howe for the morning. What if I had to identify a mystery Japanese record? Who can identify a mystery Japanese easy listening?
Dr. Fugasawa Yatohiri.
Are you mean you want us to identify who it is, or who can identify?
Wait, do I misunderstand your?
Who is the specialist? Who is the specialist who knows everything about Japanese easy listening records of the 60s?
Byron Werner.
You tried the Google search on Japanese
Byron
easy
Werner
listening,
but he lives in Arkansas.
Yeah, and he's in a band, and he has a show called Rural Dark.
He loves Japanese easy listening.
This is an actual person we're discussing.
Yeah, yes, in Little Rock, and he's single. Well, not
didn't
too much.
He create rural space war age bachelor. Band
yeah, he's one of
music.
The. He and Erwin Chusett and a number of other people made lounge music and bachelor pad.
He's
made
the guy that introduced the term space age bachelor.
What was his name again?
Byron Werner. Also an animator for Hollywood.
Yeah, and quite a brain on
many,
all the stuff we're talking
motion
about
motion pictures, doing rotoscope work, and other of the magic of special effects.
You should get
today.
In touch with him if you want to get some... He's a good musicologist.
Wait.
Are you all right? You need to go to the hospital?
And he's the guy that introduced me to Wahaha.
I lost my place in the script, so.
He was
Wahaha, you young man.
Yeah, he was the only guy I knew who had both Wahaha.
Let's keep the Wahaha stuff out of the show.
I forgot to highlight my line.
Yeah, you can use mine. Oh, it's dirty.
It's
got somebody's
mine. Don't step over there.
If I couldn't get you to believe.
I've been listening to nothing but no. Well, come on in, Mr. and Mrs. John. When I just went to Bristlecone Pines, and the entire time in the mountains, except during the spooky music part, I listened to Fireside Theater.
That's awesome.
And listened to Alan Splett mixes. You know, just amazing.
I'll bet you know to someone who knows where the oldest tree on the trail is.
I know.
Old General.
Oh, on the civilian trail.
Yeah, we've been there.
I'm one person away from the cabins that are up past the Bancroft Gate.
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah, I went way up there, and there's cabins
that,
made. There are cabins
Bancroft
made out of
used to spend vacation. Well,
made out of dead old trees.
Yeah, made out of dead trees, and that's all past that gate where the little rangers go and the little longbow people go, and there's a longbow thing, a 1,000-year longbow thing.
The people puzzling knows by delving into the puzzling evidence, you simply know everyone. I went up and took a picture of every tree because I didn't know which one was the oldest one. So I must
have it. Yeah, yeah.
Raised in
every
the woods,
damn tree.
And
that's a lot of trees.
Every tree,
and many trees.
And you look down the little.
Last time I was there was the little welcome center up there had burned down.
Yeah,
and they were in the process of starting to rebuild it.
Yeah, that's not
the temporary center.
It was funny because the ranger was talking to me about possibilities of why it burned down. I didn't get it then until this time when I went, and I happened to be at 8 a.m. faced with guys with guns who really don't want people like me up there. They're looking for bighorn sheep, and they think all this stuff and looking at trees is pansy stuff. So it certainly interferes with our sound, interferes with their target. So then I realized, wow, that's what she meant. Maybe the tourist center went to a bad part of town and, got rolled at a bar or something.
I don't know, man. It's too much work just to drive up to like 14,000 feet or whatever the heck it is to be an anarchist.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You stop being an anarchist merely because you are going to look at trees? No.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, to me, it's not. It's sort of you don't have to be the anarchist out there. Just for a minute, you can pretend something else happens. Or you can be an anarchist to the poor hunter guys who are very right-wing Republicans.
Well, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, next time you go up, you have to show them where you are in the script.
I missed the point entirely. I was asleep during that part of the show 3 seconds. If I could just go back a minute in my life, man, everything would be so much better. Just give me that 60 seconds. No, wait. 79 seconds. No, wait. 90 seconds. But no, geez.
No, you are sadder but wiser for this 90 seconds.
I'll have a Budweiser.
Oh, thanks.
A sadder Budweiser. Nothing worse except maybe a Miller genuine draft.
So sad.
I like to find
sad.
Merlot of wisdom.
A Merlot?
Of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice, fine, like standing out on the porch late at night with the sunset coming
in. I prefer the Merlot, but I always seem to end up with a sparkling, non-alcoholic wisdom.
It sparkles like the dew.
My cousin.
Well, a lot of people want to know that. Now.
Yeah, now they do know it. But you get to go to the Fireside Theater and laugh and laugh.
I'll be busy running sound cues, but yes, I will laugh occasionally.
Oh, then you won't have any time to do anything.
Just remember to pick up your cues.
But that'll be so cool.
Cellophane.
Yeah.
That is so, so strange.
So then I'll be there with my big tank of nitrous.
Getting tanked, eh?
No, but that's in the
I take chances.
Well, I always think of the balloons in the multi-mix balloon opening for, the Shakespearean one, the Shakespearean album they did.
Anything You Want To?
Yeah. At the beginning of the mix, I think there may be a number of mixes, but the one mix is, you hear a lot of balloons. A lot of balloons.
At the beginning of Martian Space Party, their producer goes on and he says, it's very important that you do not make that noise during the show.
Yeah.
Here are you strange hippies making noises. What you should do is make the noise at this point, and I will cue you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay. And that was George Martin and the Einstein Theater of the Beatles.
That's correct.
Yeah, of words. Because I remember I had messed my mind up. And about happily, very happily. And I had gone to take a friend to his house. He had to get a shower and go to work. It's maybe 6:30 in the morning after all kinds of amazing events. And he goes, oh, I've got this new album. Go ahead and listen to this while I go off. And so he does. And it was side A of Waiting for the Electrician. And I thought for a little while, because I wasn't quite unaware of the emoluments still floating in my brain, that this is what my parents are talking about. You take this stuff and you break your brain. And then you never get back to sanity again. Because I'm listening to that was the first time I listened to Fireside Theater. They made me crazy.
That's what my parents said about Mad Magazine. You take this stuff and you break your brain.
Yeah, yeah, all broken. And you can't fix it. Once you break your brain, there isn't like a brain repair shop.
Well, my dad introduced me to Mad Magazine and like...
Really?
Yeah, but shortly... after that, realized the error of his ways.
Tried
to do it to get me off of comic books.
There was some shows ago, you mentioned just briefly a moment where you went down the rabbit hole, and I wasn't quite paying attention, but you said there was...
There's that rabbit.
Well, the rabbit that morning, I know what he's talking about, but the rabbit that morning I'm talking about, the first time I heard Fireside Theater, was in my mouth because I bought a jelly donut thing, and I was standing, just before all of this stuff, I wasn't in Indian country though, of course, and I bit into the jelly donut in the donut shop full of deputy sheriffs about to get off duty. And suddenly the raspberry poo inside was the guts of an animal, and I was biting the head off the animal, and it was all...
Were you tripping on some kind of psychedelic mind-altering...
How could you think that? But yeah, so my brain got broken.
Psychedelic.
Again. Damn, again. And I had to quietly exit the deputy sheriff area.
Well, I've had enough jelly donut now. It's time for me to leave.
Yeah.
All right. Psychedelic.
That was a long time ago. And then when I was in the Navy, my friend would show up with every new Fireside Theater album. We would listen over and over and over and over again to the mixes, really. I mean, I didn't know at the time, but I was loving Alan Splett's stuff. I mean, I loved the whole thing, but I understood there was a guy between them and me who was making it sound better or sound at all. And years later, I got to meet him because he would work at Fantasy Records all the time.
Their engineer?
Yeah. Well, he was in there doing projects, and I was married into the family for a while. So I would run over to Studio One and sit behind him and watch him do, you know, Star Wars. He did everything. He did everything. He was up in the Berkeley Hills, and he walked into a... His dad, he's walking with his dad. His dad walked into one of those diagonal wires with his head, you know, and boing, 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 boing.
Did it cut his head?
Yeah, cut his head right off. But you know what Alan Splett does? He goes, that's the sound for the phaser. And runs home. He gets a recorder and runs back and tapes it.
Did he call the the ambulance?
Yeah,
for
sooner
his dad
or later.
Or
I guess he fixed his dad up. You know, his dad.
His dad's okay now, right?
No, his dad's dead because you get your head cut off. You can't really.
Oh, cut his dad's head off.
No, no. His dad just bonked into it gently. But while his dad's going, ow, he's going, that's the sound. That's
the
one.
Interesting. Well, how'd that happen?
That is how an artist.
That's an anomaly. Years ago, and taking with the little camera that's in the thing, and it's photo booth with lots of stuff.
Wow, those guns.
Sorry on the little caller. There's an automatic hang up system that does
it. What? It happens automatically.
But not you. I was just trying to explain to somebody else who unfortunately got dumped by the system. But I'm just glad we're taking
on this
calls
one
tonight
line.
Because, yeah, we got one line, which is great, and we're hearing about the Firesign Theater, which is very depressing because there's so much going on tonight. Art Cars today, Hal's radio show tonight, it's all just so confusing.
It is so confusing.
So why wasn't K-Rob at your last show?
Because he's off in Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. He's being a family boy. He'd be a family boy.
So I'm just worried
it's not
that nobody,
a bad thing.
Nobody's recycling Firesign plays because they're plays, but they kind of only existed on these records bought by rock people. So
right.
They were only performed once.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Beatles songs.
Yes.
That's
the trick. You can go out and you can be a cover band and you can cover a Beatles song, but nobody's covering.
I would love to cover Firesign Theater. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Do the entire album live. And then pay. Of course, you have to pay them.
Every once in a while, somebody like down here in L.A., a theater company a few years ago put on True West and Waiting for the Electrician.
Waiting for the Electrician
together.
Was such a classic.
How does that work?
Oh,
I mean on stage.
Gangbusters.
Oh, I want to see it.
But the problem is, Firesign doesn't have their own book in Samuel French.
Damn.
What's that mean?
Well, you can't go out and get the script for Bozos and do it yourself. You have to be an obsessive and have listened to the record and memorized it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Book, man. There's no book for this
There's
show.
There's no book for this
we
show.
Book. That was years ago. Well, years ago, if you listen to the really old show in the 80s, I would talk about book like it was, you know, ounces of book. Do you want some more book?
And now it's
show. Now it's just show.
Now it's just show.
Can I refresh that show for you?
Yeah,
I'll have a little more show.
They'd always fall for that one.
Can I
hotten your show?
See, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Can I hotten it up for you?
Yeah, and what would they say?
They'd say, you bet. I like a little hot, fresh show.
You don't really sound
what
like they
makes
say
the
that.
Hot and tut so hot?
I don't really sound Jerry. Like they say that.
I'm not convinced they said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You bet.
That's how you bet. Yeah.
You bet. Whatever. How about some hot, fresh show?
Yeah, nice show.
This show is not about strict
truth. And you know, this show is directly...
Linked. It's linked.
Directly linked and influenced by Dear Friends. Which
you guys are mentioned in the liner notes of the thing that's coming.
Cool. Because, Gary Gabofam used to listen to that show live. And I didn't get to it till Guam. I was like, Guam.
Ah, yes.
And my friend bought the albums and I would listen to it and listen to it and listen to it and think, I want to do that. I want to be into it. And then so I was able to confound the North Vietnamese radio systems by doing show with my friend Biff. Only we did music, and then we did fake commercials, and we did all that. And I was thinking about the committee and the Congress of Wonders and all these guys that were doing this wonderful stuff.
Congress of Wonders, their classic Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, and they got to do all this ha-ha stuff, and it just seemed like, wow, suddenly talking makes money. Firesign Theater was the only one that really did that, where the point where CBS just says, yeah, here's the library, do what you want. You know, you're rock stars.
Yep, and they throw them at
it. Comedy?
Hal, happy upcoming birthday, by the way, if I forget it. But
Thank you. Do
either of you gentlemen remember the period where comedy records were probably bigger sellers than a lot of other pop records?
Yeah, starting with Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he breaks that market. Because all of us weenies are out there listening when we were little kids to Spike Jones and, you know, these weird things. My parents turned me on to Spike Jones, of all people. That was pretty neat. But nobody...
Yeah, and But that was true. That if
and Bob Newhart was the other one that just broke that open because he was such a wonderful, unoffensive,
the
funny
button-down
guy.
Mind of Bob Newhart.
Yeah, yeah, this is a period I completely missed where, like, Nichols and May records were...
Oh, yeah.
Well, and don't forget Stan Freberg, Tom Lehrer.
People still yell his name at concerts.
Shelley
no matter
Berman.
What concert I go to, I hear people yelling Freberg. It's really cool.
Yeah.
and the other thing is...
Oh, United States!
Yeah. And I just saw a Nichols one. May record with the original sticker. It's a sealed record down in Santa Cruz with a sticker on it for $1.05.
Wow. Nice.
And those Elaine May, I mean, those two I love because, again, they set up this weird world that you would inhabit for a little while.
How about Bob and Ray?
I didn't hear them till much later.
Bob and Ray are most of the reason why there's a Fire Saint Theater.
I bet.
Well, I listen to Bob and Ray regularly because I have a copy of almost all their whole catalog.
Phil Proctor would be at home.
When did you first hear Bob and Ray?
I remember hearing Bob and Ray on the radio.
Oh, man.
When they were on the radio.
When you were a kid?
I was a kid.
Wow, Phil Proctor of Fire Saint Theater recorded a lot of those early shows, and his bootlegs were later bootlegged by Bob and Ray's family as reissues.
They may be some of the ones that I have because I went out on... there's some place on the internet where you can download a whole, it's like the Media Ditch or something. You can download like just tons of old radio, and one of the ones they had was Bob and Ray.
Yeah.
And Spike Jones had Dimension X, Inner Sanctum, all these great old shows.
Yeah. That I know, the internet is so weird now because now everything is there.
The internet is all times.
All times.
Bob and Ray, in fact, I got a little Bob and Ray right here on my MP.
I got a little Bob and Ray right here.
Yeah,
I got you, Bob and Ray swinging.
It's funny because I saw a couple of years ago a wonderful, I don't know if it's ever going to be released, but a movie about a horror show host. And I realized to my own horror that the guy I'd been watching in Hawaii as a kid was a pallid little weak, bitter tea version of Goulardi.
Yeah.
And we thought he was great. You know, for us, he was great. But, you know, now when I saw the real Goulardi, he's been interviewed then. He's really funny.
Explain the Goulardi through this fine musical noise.
About, who Goulardi is?
Yes.
I forgot his name.
He's a horror host.
In Chicago who is still working as a voiceover guy.
The thing about him, you know what a horror host is. Well, he was not only a horror host, but a kind of beatnik. You see, he was like an evil, supernatural, ghostly, cool beatnik.
In this documentary, he was talking about how wonderful it was because, he showed it, they were doing drug jokes, sex jokes, all kinds of double entendres because they knew not one adult would ever watch this, you know. And in those days...
But the kids watched it because they showed monster movies.
Yeah, and because adults in those days would never be caught dead watching that. It was really, really déclassé stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just got... He said, he's done all these things. He talks about meeting the Beatles and Kings and doing all this stuff. But he said it was never as much fun as being 20 and doing that stupid show every day. And they go out and, you know, get drunk and come in and just do show and have such a great time. So Goulardi is sort of one of the guys who sets the bar for that stuff. They also talked, they talked to what's her name, Vampira, before she died. And she had her own movie show. I mean, movie.
She was totally ripped off by Elvira.
Yes, Elvira just got her own full cover story at the LA Weekly a few weeks ago. And Vampire was mentioned, and Vampire and Elvira had a brief period where they were tussling legally. And
sure, I bet.
Pretty.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so sad.
I mean, I'm suing Philo and Hal right now.
So sad.
You know, we're still friends, but I just have to sue them because we're in California.
I sue them. If Dr. Hal says sue, I sue.
Yeah.
I don't waste time asking any questions. I just go for it.
And that Dr. Hal CD got stuck on sue back at Docstock. So, I mean, what was at Docstock? It's years of sue.
When he says sue, I say who and how soon.
Where.
And where.
Endlessly skipping and telling people to sue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawyer's hospital, bud.
That's formal.
Yeah, the Proctor and Bergman time was amazing because those guys don't ever shut up.
No,
in fact, not even when the Chinese guys shoot at them in the Golden Dragon with the machine guns.
The Golden Dragon, yes, no.
The Yetwa boys try to silence Proctor and Bergman.
That's what it was. It was never told to the public in general, but that's why.
Yeah.
These men, too funny, must kill.
Yeah.
Too funny.
I'd love to hear all the studio banter with frustrated producers.
Well, I've never heard that. I don't know where that exists. I'm their archivist, and we've never heard that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do have a great recording from 1967 or 68 of them in a room, stoned, about to write one of their what they think is going to be their kids' piece.
Oh, nice.
Your kid piece?
Hey, kids, here comes the beginning of the record, and here's the needle, and oh, my gosh, we're chasing it right now. And they're making it up as they go, and they're delighted because it's the late 60s, and they're just kids. And they were listening to the radio.
And they're on top of the world.
Wow, we're on
except
the radio.
Except you couldn't show your sexual orientation.
Or your sexual organs.
Yeah, well, you could show that if you were Jim. If you were a Navy kid. You could do that. You could go on stage and do that. I'm reading two whole books at once. One is a biography of Dino Martin.
It's two.
Good Lord.
Dino Martin Jr.?
Because I was looking at it. It's called Dino, and it's Nick Choche's book. And I thought, this guy has a huge influence on me. You know,
You're talking about Dean Martin?
Dean Martin.
Yeah.
You know, sleazy old Dean Martin.
I thought you were talking about his son, Dino.
No, and
Dean Martin was great. He was the last cool guy.
And exactly, and his show was completely built around the cool guy. Before I fell asleep tonight, I was reading how they were terrified. He didn't practice, he didn't rehearse, he didn't do it. He showed up as a professional and he started doing show, and you had to work around him. And he was pulling down $15 million a year in 1970, whatever it was, you know.
It was all about his personality, though.
Well, it's all about show. It's all about show
because that's what saves you. Yeah.
Which show taking over all artists' brains and what it does?
Because both Johnny Carson and Dino Martin were people that slowly withdrew. Martin much more to extent, but everybody in the book says the same thing. You never really knew the guy. He was just a mystery to everybody. And over time, he just slowly withdrew as he got richer and richer and more famous. And then as his brand of music disappeared, and was replaced by Beatles, he just got teenier and teenier inside those little eyeballs.
Was Howard Hughes secretly a musician with show on the brain?
I hope so. We could have given show radiation treatments. And we could have invited him on the show if we'd had a little show.
Feeling too much show.
That's not possible.
TMI.
Here's the nice
mile island.
Play recordings of financial statements from the Walt Disney Corporation.
Walt Disney presents the wonderful default world of finance.
Wow, cool. Here today, kids, to learn about percentages.
And Tinkerbell getting evicted from
her. And commissions.
Mommy, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up anymore. I wish I were dead.
I think, I'd like
take
to...
pre-law in kindergarten.
We need to talk about meeting up tomorrow or something.
Tomorrow?
If we go to thing in Sacramento.
That's in Sacramento. Ooh. He's got the stuff.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at it yet, but I must do that later.
How do we even coordinate this without you announcing it on the radio and suddenly having all of your listening audience show up?
It's hard to do.
Not that would be bad.
But we did announce it on the radio.
Just call us. Contact us through other channels.
You know the other channels.
But I don't have any of the Puzz or Puzz-related emails or anything.
No,
you can't tell them over the air. That would be kind of...
That would be icky.
Because spammers in China would be listening.
Well, do you have a public email you can put out over the air?
No. You can go to quiveringbrain.com and there's a public email there. You can just send it to philo@quiveringbrain.com.
Yeah.
I don't mind that
one. And then we'll pass it along. Smooshy
Philo
light.
At quiveringbrain. Okay.
Okay.
I will, because I'm going to start driving in 2 hours, I'm going to email philo@quivbrain.com. With not taking care, of course, to not say the Philo, because I'm only emailing one of the Philos, but...
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, but why so parsimonious?
And we will coordinate. Maybe something today, or perhaps something lunchish tomorrow or something. Yes, love to discuss surrealism with...
Sure, except, like I said, we'll be all on the move tomorrow. And
so this is Art Car weekend.
So we'll be up in Sacramento a lot of the weekend.
Then it would have to be something later this afternoon. Which of the contingent will be awake later this afternoon?
I will be. Yeah, so email Philo.
Email me and send the phone number.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be cool, man.
The Puzzling Evidence Show, where you can meet the realist now.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye.
Or later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, hello.
I guess he didn't get fired after all. Now, who's next on the docket?
I think it's a cab driver who wants to go to Fireside Theater. He's looking for free tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, of course, the show has tons of. I'm just going to throw these in the trash, I guess.
I didn't need them.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. They must be like 80 years old now.
Yeah, they're probably 80, 90.
Yeah, 90. Yeah, probably 90.
Because I just realized I was old.
And then I looked in you guys
and I thought, you guys are old.
Why are you hanging out with these old
people? Why am I hanging out with all these old people all of a sudden?
When you see pictures on the internet web of yourself.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my goodness, who's that? No, you don't go, who's that? That's me. And then the caller says...
Do
we have to wait?
The caller always has something to say. He has to shove his oar in.
Okay, we're just going to scan the brain of the caller here.
Boy, they are coming in fast. Now the callers are on the rampage. They're all on the warpath.
What do you think about the whole New York bedbugs thing?
Well,
like all these places getting attacked by bedbugs.
Whooping cough is coming back, too. I mean, these things were only eradicated for a short time. Bed bugs are a bad deal. You don't want them on you or sucking your blood. And eradicating them is costly and must be done extensively. And yet there are these bed bug extravaganzas being staged in the city of New York.
Dr. Hal, here, Ken, if you played with sound, here's some sound. Here, have some.
Well, I guess this is sound enough.
It's kind of gooey. It's a lot gooier than I thought it would be. A little bit less substantial.
Someone didn't give you the right sound advice.
It's kind of ethereal in a one sense.
Ethereal cereal. I used to eat it. I can't anymore. The doctors won't let me.
It's too much sugar in it. It's like 99% sugar. Just because they switched to all beet sugar doesn't really help you
out. Hey, Hal, it's the nutrition police. I think they're here for you.
I know. I shouldn't have mentioned that.
No, okay, there he is, officers. Take him to the Maxwell
House.
I'm
sure we can come to an agreement, officer. Let me donate a little something to the Police Athletic Association.
I wonder why things happen the way they do sometimes. And then I notice that there's an explanation, but it's in small print. And you can't read it anymore. Yeah, laugh. Laugh all you want, but it's the truth.
The God's truth.
So true.
Well, we're walking closer to the site of Grant's tomb. But frankly, I'm at a loss.
If for who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Yes, I've got to get that figured out before the end of the program.
Yeah. Would you take a caller and tell us who's buried in Grant's tomb?
And win the whole wide world.
Really?
Okay. Everything now.
I'm thinking. I just closed the door so nobody can bother me. Now I've got to think this. I've only got 6 minutes left.
You can think all you want.
Think it. I can Google it.
You can Google it. You've got access to the internet, where all truth lies.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that world. Own that world.
Where all lies truth. Where the lies.
They're getting ready to launch here.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. I see the party's beginning. For this is a launch party.
Did you know wine is truth, Dr. Hal?
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, yet. It is said, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake.
In wine there lies truth.
Yes, sir, we're bold
in
surrealists.
We know veritas.
People loosen their tongues, the little, little juice. Little
survivors
vino.
Of the horror show. Like, is there anybody still hosting horror movies on...
Yeah. Yeah, there are.
Yes, there are. They're somewhat inept, but then they always were. At
who
least
was the guy?
Still
who's the
doing
fake chainer?
The horror host.
There's a guy with a sort of a...
There was Icky Twerp that had
but, I mean, presently, there's... Does the guy looks like chainer?
He's in a bar. It's like cable. James Gabbert's club of...
And he does that on cable, right? And
yes,
has
I
huge,
think so.
Leanings and...
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's still a few
I don't have television anymore, so I don't know these things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smell-o-vision.
I don't know about actual TV. The ones we're talking about, the ones I know of, are all on the internet web, and they just started their own shows, and they're pretty fun. But the tradition of Bob Wilkins yakking from the stage of Channel 2, I think, might be over.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And remember the old seahorse, that Pat McCormick, back in the days of Channel 2.
Yeah.
I caught the last days of when I was a kid, the last days of the horror host as far as cable TV went. And, I that was one of the reasons that I don't pay for cable anymore, and I haven't had television for years.
Because they don't have horror hosts anymore, right?
They don't. They just don't have it. You know what? They were cheesy, but they were great.
They, no kidding. They knew their horror movies.
Yes, that was an important aspect of it. They knew whereof they spoke.
Remember Zachary? He was more famous.
He was quite famous, and he edited a number of paperback books of horror stories.
I just remember reading about Zachary and Famous Monsters of Filmland. He was a friend of Forrest Ackerman.
Friend of Forrest Ackerman, but then who wasn't in those days?
All right, who is it now? Some chick with boobs?
Yeah, Vampirella. She already did that.
Not Vampirella.
They still have a chick with boobs hosting horror movies? Because
somebody should.
Somewhere.
Elvira, a Mistress of the Dark.
Do they still have it, though?
I'm all confused in my mind about
they
who
do.
Name is which.
I don't know which ones are
who
they.
Who are they, anyway?
They're the same
sure
they
are
always threatening us.
The internet
well,
webs.
All I have to say is they better keep their distance.
They better.
They just.
The internet is drawing ever tighter. Like a web around our necks.
Oh, really? Giant fish net around your knickers.
Is Google making us stupid?
I'm afraid that's past paying for.
I love that saying. What does that mean?
Irretrievably.
Oh, is what? Is Google past stupid?
Stupid.
Okay.
Post modern.
Gucci Withers Film Festival. Well,
is that actually a question that was asked you?
There was a question. We had evidence and no doubt.
So they're all on the internet.
From the inner mind to the outer limits.
Oh, it's so cute in the...
So they aren't, as far as...
As far as you could be thrown, you can be trusted.
Really?
Well, I'm 210 pounds, so I can't be thrown very far by too many people.
Then with guile, your smile will conceal as it doth beguile.
I think the show's over.
Well, it is? Oh, well, in that case, I guess I'll just... guess
good night, everyone. This is Reverend Wombat Sting. I wish you the hardest call.
Okay, show's over.
Is the show
right.
over?
Show's
farewell.
Over. Go home
farewell.
Now.
What do we do now?
Get here donuts.
Get donut.
Donut forsake me, oh my
really
God.
I'm really hungry. Must have stuff.
I wish I was close to donuts.
Oh my.
Stop. Show.
Pardon me.
Now.
Stuff.
Happy donuts, gentlemen.
Yes.
Help me.
And to you as well.
Untie me.
I shaved my taint for this.
Sorry.
There went the whole show.
Blisters on my fingers.